Well, February the 5th was meant to be the day Western Australia would reopen to the rest of the nation and the world. But now the state's in limbo, with the Premier, Mark McGowan, abandoning his reopening plan and giving no new date for West Australians to look forward to. Many are devastated by the backflip, but others, nervously watching the death toll in other states, are relieved. Isabel Massali reports.
Western Australia's strict isolation approach to the pandemic made international headlines in 2020 and copped criticism for being too drastic. But it was what led Premier Mark McGowan to a landslide election victory last year, and it seems many are backing his decision to try and keep life mostly COVID-free for a bit longer.
I was really happy for all the nurses and the doctors because at the moment it's really overloaded with people and they can't cope.
I'm a conservative voter, but I think McGowan has done wonders. I think it's the best move.
I haven't seen my family even before COVID, and my father is sick in hospital, so I wish I could go there. But look, I also think of those people with underlying health issues as well, so it's really hard to make up my mind.
The Premier announced last night the reopening will be delayed indefinitely to allow for people to get their booster shots, but there will be more exemptions for compassionate grounds and for returning residents. Today, the Premier is continuing to defend his decision.
I know there's been a lot of commentary over the course of the last couple of days, perhaps, that we've been locked out or people have been locked out for 2 years. That's not actually true. Obviously, as various states acquired COVID and had outbreaks, we had to close the borders to various states. But at various points in time, we have been open to every part of Australia.
The scrapping of the February 5th plan is a huge relief for nurses who've been calling for the date to be pushed back, warning that after 2 years, the WA government had failed to prepare the health system for a surge in cases. The WA Secretary of the Nursing Federation is Mark Olson.
The extra time we have is incredibly valuable. I speak to my colleagues in the other states and they say, why would you open up the border and invite Omicron in, given the experiences they're having at the moment?
In the state's north, where vaccination rates are far behind, Ernie Dingo has been meeting with Indigenous communities. He believes the extra time will save lives.
It was a sigh of relief. I'm loving the fact that we've got some more time now, and also a bit of reprieve for our nurses and our medical staff. They've been busting themselves and to try and do their job.
Adrian Esterman is an epidemiologist and biostatistician at the University of South Australia. He says it's a sensible decision, something other states and territories should have done too.
I thought, what a sensible man, to be honest. I mean, we wouldn't be in the mess we're in at the moment if most of the other states and territories hadn't opened up so soon. This let-it-rip approach has been fairly disastrous. If you look at what's happening to the health services in Victoria and New South Wales and to a lesser extent in South Australia, we've got into a bit of a mess. And it was done without due regard to the impact on health services because all of the modelling had been done on Delta.
So when is the right time to open up? Professor Adrian Esterman doesn't have a date, but believes it's important to prepare and see.
I believe that you should open up when you've got things in place that will protect you. So, for example, high rates of booster shots, when you have good public health measures in place. So all of these things can be put in place and then you open up. The other states and territories didn't do that.
But not everyone is happy. The peak tourism body has described it as devastating for businesses who've been left waiting for 2 years. And the lack of a new date is a nightmare for other businesses too. Chris Rodwell is with the Chamber of Commerce and Industry in WA.
For us, it's really back to square one because we now no longer have a date and we now no longer have any rules, or we're still waiting for the rules on what will happen when we do have that date. So for businesses, we're back in the dark. We're back in a holding pattern. There's a huge amount of uncertainty.
And then there's the people who've been cut off from their loved ones. Marie had been counting down the days to fly into Perth and be reunited with her daughter. She lives overseas but came into the country last month and has been waiting in Brisbane.
I'm absolutely devastated when, you know, while my daughter rang me sobbing
how much emotional toll and on our heartstrings for our loved ones can people take.
While the border reopening may stop a tidal wave of COVID cases, it won't stop them all. The state has today recorded 7 new local cases, and the list of exposure sites continues to grow.
Isabel Massali and Matt Bamford reporting.